Hello, my name is Cheryl. You reached Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. How may I help you this morning? Are you calling in regards to a testing site?
I'm recording, calling about a vaccination site.
Vaccination? Let me give you the correct line for that. Let me know when you have pen and paper.
Okay.
That number is going to be 855-566-5353. You can call that number to 5353. I'm sorry. Let me start over. 855-566-5353.
And that is for Alabama?
That is for Alabama. Are you, because I don't have any numbers for any other sites.
Oh, no. I just wanted to make sure. The news is so confusing because they start talking about three different states all in the same sentence.
Yes, ma'am. Now, for Alabama, like, I know some other states are doing high risk and all that. But here in Alabama, we are not at the point of doing high risk. We are only doing pre-registrations. They are doing healthcare workers, EMS workers, first responders, and then they're doing the 75 and older.
Yeah, and I'm 75 and I do have an appointment, but now they've started doing these open clinics at the terminal where it's just, you know, no appointments, and I want to make sure I still have an appointment. It's the 27th of January. I don't want
okay.
to go tomorrow.
Well, if you already have an appointment, then you have no issues. It's for people who do not have an appointment.
I'm not doing that. You understand what I'm saying? Is that I called on the first number and I got an appointment, but now they're doing days to where it's just a free-for-all. You know, you just come that day.
No, I don't know anything about that, ma'am.
Well, they're doing it today. It was from 8:30 to 8 o'clock tonight. The older people in the morning and the first responders in the afternoon.
Yeah, I have no knowledge of that.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for this number, and I'll check with them, make sure I still have an appointment.
Okay, thank you for calling us here at Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
All right. Thank you for your assistance.